It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante. He is Greg Pickle. And we're going to get back to your area of expertise, Mr. Greg, and that is recruiting. It was a great recruiting week for Penn State this past week. A week ago, you and I spoke, and we had a recruiting segment, which I started with, currently they have three commits. This week, I start with, currently they have seven commits. So they more than doubled their total, which is fantastic. So let's get right to the players, and I want to get your analysis of them. Let's start with, I'm calling him Zaki Wheatley. He's listed as an athlete, but it appears that he is going to be playing on the defensive side of the ball. What could you tell us about Wheatley?
Really, really like him, Jim. I think he's a guy that maybe is flying a little bit under the radar, even though he is a four-star recruit according to the 247 Sports composite ranking. I'm just not sure that he's maybe received the full respect in terms of the offer sheet that he should be commanding. But he's a guy who, when you look at him, he has a lot of traits that will bode well at the next level. You can see him easily get in and out of deciding what he wants to do on the offensive side of the ball, and I think that shows up on the defensive side of the ball too. He's a guy who can be explosive, can change directions quickly. And look, Penn State has done this pretty frequently in the James Franklin era, where they have taken guys who fall into this athlete position, where they could be a safety, they could be a receiver, they have some speed, so maybe kick returning is in the future at some point down the road as well. But you get them on campus and you say, look, let's figure out where we think this guy can help us most the fastest. And I think with him, it's really at that safety position. Again, they are in pretty good shape at receiver at the moment, but it's comforting, I guess, to know that down the road he could be able to flip to the other side of the ball if he needed him to. But you know, the thing with him, I think moving to the next level, is he's listed at 6'2", 180. You're obviously going to want him to be a little bit bigger to be a safety in the Big Ten. So I think the focus for him now will be, how does he put on the weight that he needs to put on while keeping the speed that has made him one of the more interesting prospects in this cycle from that perspective. So that'll be the challenge he and the strength staff will face. But he's the kind of guy, Jim, that you take him when you can get him, because, obviously the strength can be added. We've seen Dwight Gault increase strength numbers for a ton of guys during his time here at Penn State with James Franklin. So we know that's very doable. And the next thing I think will be, how will Penn State be able to, help him get through his senior season, and his coaches back there will as well, and then get him to campus as soon as possible and start putting some of that weight on. So a good get there. Again, there's some work to do, but obviously a talented player who, again, you love that versatility aspect. They love to find guys who can play multiple positions, even if they know which one they have in mind for him at the next level, and Wheatley certainly fits that mold.
Right, and the thing about that listing as an athlete, that just means he was able to play very well as a receiver and as a defensive back. Although some of the quotes that I read seem to indicate that the coaching staff is looking at him as playing on defense, and he himself has said he likes playing safety the most. So, and the fact that he's 6'2", 180, you can't coach 6'2", but you can take that 180, and Dwight Gault can do something with that. So we're going to shift now from the Maryland recruit. Let's move on over to the multiple Michigan recruits. Let's start with Jalen Reed. He's a four-star safety out of Detroit. He's listed at 6 foot, 190. And what did you see from Jalen Reed on his tape?
Yeah, he is a fun player to watch, isn't he, Jim? I don't know if you've had the chance to flip on his highlight tape yet,
yes,
but
I
think everyone sort of can see how exciting of a player he is and what kind of thing he's capable of. I guess what strikes me most is that you know, when you're recruiting the safety position, sometimes you have to choose between, do I want a guy who, you know, can hit well and I have to teach him how to cover passes, or do I want to, find someone who can cover passes, but maybe isn't as physical against the run and maybe doesn't always have the willingness or the instinct to get into the box and make a play. And I think with Reed, you get the best of both worlds. He's not the biggest guy in the world, right? He's listed at 6 foot, which, as we know, means he's probably somewhere between 5'11 and 6'1, probably closer to 5'11, excuse me. But, you know, I think the thing with him obviously will be what role do they give him because of the maybe somewhat height disadvantage he deals with, and does it matter? And if you look at the tape, it doesn't really matter. I think when you combine his speed and his physical willingness, he's that perfect box safety that Penn State looks for, and he can do a number of different things. I also wonder if maybe he's not a nickel guy somewhere down the road, or maybe as soon as he gets on campus, there's some responsibilities with that job, of course. But sometimes they like to focus guys on one particular area when they get on campus, and they think it helps them to ease the transition and maybe not have to learn all of the playbook, but instead just one part of it. So that's something to be mindful of as well. But when you watch his tape, I think it's just the physicality that jumps out over anything else. And really the next step for him will be probably to add just a little bit more weight, not a lot more. But, you know, other than that, it's just to keep developing the things like ball skills and the ability to pop the ball loose. I think if you're looking for one major area for Penn State secondary to improve, besides, of course, the obvious routine lapses when it comes to pass defense, it's making the plays when they are in position to get the ball out of opponents' hands. I think that's one area they've struggled with, is consistently creating turnovers and being disruptive from the back forward. You know, they've been pretty good when it comes to forcing fumbles, not great, but not bad either. But interceptions have at times really escaped this group, and some of it's drop passes, and some of it's, you know, not even being willing or able to make a play on a ball. So I think with Reed, they get somebody that certainly is willing and able to do that.
Yeah, it is that physicality that really jumped off the tape. And I think a statistic that's relevant here is in his junior season, he forced 8 fumbles. And that's nice to see. And whenever you have a safety that is physical in his play, that's what excites me watching the game. So he fits into that tradition of the Marcus Allen and even Lamont Wade, and you saw how physical he could be. But I think it, again, he's listed at 6 foot tall, so even at 5'11, that's not a bad height. It's not like he's 5'8 or 5'9 and the type of guy that you look at teams taking advantage of that height. So a very good get on that one. All right, we've got two more players to go, and these are the King Twins. Let's start with Kalen King. He's the more highly rated player of the two. He is listed at 5'11", 170, and he is a 4-star cornerback, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. So, I mean, I think, I don't know if people saw it, but just a quick aside is that they did the old fake out routine when they announced their commitment to Penn State on the 247 Sports live stream. One of them took off their jackets, and one had a Michigan State t-shirt on, and then they pulled those off to reveal the Penn State shirts, and of course to point out that they were going to go play for the Nittany Lions. So that was fairly funny. But you know, I look at what kind of player Kalen King is right now, and I hate to be kind of beat a dead horse here, but he's also someone that's going to have to add some weight, I think, at the next level. And there's some things to work with there, though, I think, which is the big thing. He's shown on both sides of the ball that he's able to play the ball and be effective against the pass or being a pass catcher. And I think there's a lot to work with there. You know, he's a 4-star recruit, but I think there's a lot of ways to go there in terms of being ready to play at the college level. I don't know if he's that, you know, I don't want to make it sound like he's super far away, but maybe the 4-star ranking maybe overshadow some of the work he'll still need to do from a technique and fundamental standpoint to the next level. But this is another good get. Again, when I kind of look at Michigan State reoffered him. So when you look at, the group of people that have been impressed by what he's able to do, I think that obviously There's some pretty sound of minds in the group that have offered him, including Brent Pry, naturally, who, of course, is ending up the one that picks him up. So there's a lot to work with here. I think that he's a guy that maybe could come in right away and, again, factor into that return aspect of things. But I'm not sure from a corner perspective. We'll see how his senior season goes. But I'm not sure he'll be ready to jump quite into that mix at corner from the start. So, you know, a good get here. Again, obviously, Penn State continues to look for speed. They continue to look for smart players, and Kalen King is certainly that. He comes from a very good high school football program, and he'll get one more year here, hopefully, to showcase what he's capable of. And I think that as Penn State continues to recruit that area, they're going to need some success stories to continue having recruiting success there. And this is a guy who certainly is capable of providing one.
Well, the couple of things that stood out for me was, as a cornerback, he still seemed very physical, which is not always the case for a cornerback. And as you pointed out on his highlight tape, there were multiple times where he showed his skill as a return guy. So we may see him on special teams, and with he has good speed. It may even maybe he's on both sides of the ball on special teams, so he could add value there also. A guy who has good speed and is willing to hit people, those are good traits for a special teams player. All right, we've got one more player to go, and this is his twin brother, Kobe King, who is actually an inside linebacker. And I'm just going to repeat Kalen King's numbers. He's 5'11", 170, and his twin brother is 6'0.5", 223 pounds. So there's 50 pounds difference between the brothers. So what did you think of Kobe King?
Yeah, he has a little. He reminded me a little bit of Troy Reader as a recruit, a very solid, very sound middle linebacker, a guy who might be able to move around to the outside in the future, but a guy who really I think fans should be excited about. He doesn't have the 4-star or 5-star rating, which I know sometimes is a hold up for some people. But look, this guy has all the makings of a productive player in the future, a starter one day. I think Kalen obviously and Jalen Reader all in that conversation too. You know, Penn State has obviously recruited outside linebacker very, very, very well. And inside's not been bad. Jesse Lucada, Ellis Brooks, some others. But, you know, it's been a while, I think, since we've seen a true middle linebacker join the Penn State football program. And there'd be no question about whether he's going to be a middle linebacker or maybe he's too big and they're going to move him to the defensive line, or maybe he's not quite as big as they thought. He's definitely going to be an outside guy. Kobe King looks like a true as it gets middle linebacker in the future. I think that's a good thing for this defense. It obviously needs one of those. And look, you know, his size looks to be pretty good. I don't know how much work they'll have to do when he gets on campus, Jim. So I think he's a player to be excited about. His 3-star ranking might end up being a little bit higher when the final set of stars and all that come out later this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, he also was another one of those guys who played on the other side of the ball. He was a running back, and I think those talents and skills running back can translate as middle linebacker. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Quarter number three, we're going to talk about the upcoming college football season.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.